In honor of Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda, it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. It's been more than 40 years since Reverend Don Wildman felt a calling from the Lord and began pouring all his energy and resources into starting a new ministry. Since then, countless lives have been touched by God through AFA and AFR.
Only promise I've ever made to people who give us money. That is, we'll be the best stewards of their money, their gifts, as we can be.
To help us honor Brother Don's hard work and faithfulness to the Lord, you can call 877-616-2396 and make a pledge of support to AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Good morning. It is the second day of our fall Share-a-thon 2024. I'm Jenna Ellis in studio here in Tupelo with Tim Wildman. So I upgraded you.
Don was my dad.
Yes. And we were talking about him, speaking of Founders Day. So here with Tim Wildman, and we were speaking of Founders Day. And so this morning, we're so grateful for all of the pledges that have already come in. Tim, it is a total of over 5,600 pledges. I was going to say 5,600. Yes. That's right. That's the correct math. Yes.
Right. Yes, almost 57, getting close to 5,700 pledges so far during this Share-a-thon, which we'll clap and say thank you,
yay,
thank you, everybody. Two people clapping.
So, okay, there we go, Adam.
Come on.
Yeah, the three.
Come on,
now it sounds
three.
Like an audience.
Adam, yeah,
okay.
Anyway, yes, we appreciate everybody who's already pledged yesterday and today, this morning, to American Family Radio's Share-a-thon. What is our theme, Jenna, for this fall Share-a-thon?
Our theme is so appropriate for where we are at in America, which is Revive Us Again, O Lord. And our verse for fall Share-a-thon is Psalm 85, 6 through 7, which says, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." What a great prayer for this moment in time, Tim.
Amen. Amen. So we welcome you to Share-a-thon, Tim with Jenna, and this is, it's 7:07 Central Time here in America, in the USA, and thank you for listening. We have got an hour planned. Who are we going to have on this hour?
Yes, so we have two members of Congress. Very excited to have Congressman Bob Good, who is, of course, the chair of the Freedom Caucus from the great state of Virginia. And then we will also have Representative Tom Tiffany from the great state of Wisconsin talking about some really important good news this morning. And then, of course, going into some of the hurricane and relief effort. We are praying, of course, for everyone out of Florida today as Hurricane Milton is set to make landfall later this afternoon or into the evening. And then also with the recovery efforts still going on from Helene.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep those folks in our prayers. A lot of people have friends or family who live in the path of this storm. And I was just talking to one of our staff here whose son is in Vero Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And he had to move. He had to move up to Jacksonville the last 24 hours.
Yeah, and I've been seeing how people who waited until yesterday and last night to evacuate, now I-4, which is kind of the main highway there in Florida, how it's at a standstill, and now about 1,500 fuel locations are out of gas. So there are a lot of people that will be stranded on the highways.
Absolutely. A very tough situation for those folks. Listen, Revive Us Again, Share-a-thon. So we want to challenge, we're trying to pick up 200 new, what we call Great Commission Partners. Great Commission Partner is someone who commits to a $30 or more a month pledge to American Family Radio. And so that's what we're looking for this hour. If you've not done that before and you have the ability to do that, we would appreciate it if you could commit a monthly donation. That helps us budget here at American Family Radio. So that's what we're looking for. We will send you a my new book, which is called Because These Things Matter. Yes, Jenna's holding up the book.
You're watching online.
Yes, okay. Because these things matter.
You may recognize the guy on the front.
I do.
Do you?
I do, yes. I talk to him often, which is a scary thing.
Yeah, just in the mirror, though, right? Yeah, or the shower, maybe.
Yeah, you're not the man you used to be from 20 years ago. Anyway.
That's the title of his next book.
Yes, that's right. Because These Things Matter, that's the title of the book. We'll send you that. I wrote that. And then also we've got a travel bag we'll send you. So we'll send you the travel bag and the book if you will commit to be a Great Commission partner. So the way you do that, you just simply call our team here, and then they're down the hall, just past them. Call the folks answering the phone. Most of them are our staff members, and you just say, listen, I want to become a Great Commission partner, and they'll take your information. It can be credit card, debit card, a bank draft, however you want to do it, whatever makes it easier for you. You don't have to think about writing a check and finding a stamp and an envelope.
Millennials and younger don't do that anymore.
Remember to do that each month. So just make it easy on yourself, and it helps us budget. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. If you just want to make a one-time gift, that's fine as well. Let me give you the number, because we need your help here at American Family Radio, because it's very expensive to own and operate a radio network as large as ours. And we're reaching people all across the country. We're reaching Christians with news and information they've not had before, getting them engaged in what's happening in our country so we can save our nation, our freedoms, our liberty, our way of life, our religious liberties. All these things are at stake, quite frankly, right now. And also, we're introducing a lot of people to Christianity, to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Bible. A lot of people are new to that, listening to American Family Radio. So if you can help us financially, Jenna, why don't you give folks the phone number, and they can call our studios right now, and we'll answer the phone.
Yeah, the phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And if you are somebody like me who often does almost everything online or on your phone, you can also go to afr.net, and you can make your monthly pledge there or a one-time gift. And please give us your best gift so that, as Tim said, we can budget here and the leadership can. And it is so important, Tim. And I've had so many listeners. This slot, of course, is regularly Jenna Ellis in the morning. And what we do on this show every day is take news of the day in culture and mainly political commentary and how Christians interact with civil government. And I've had so many listeners who've said, you know, I've been a Christian for a really long time, but listening to American Family Radio Network, and especially the show in the morning, has really given me a broader understanding of how Christians engage in civil government and in politics. It's not just an intersection, it's an entire application of the biblical worldview to civil government. And so that's always really exciting for me to hear from those listeners, and this is why it's so important to continue to do the ministry that we get to here.
Absolutely. Again, that phone number Jenny gave it is 877-616-2396. That's to call us here, and our folks, our volunteers, some of our staff members somebody will answer the phone, I guarantee you. We'll answer the phone. The phone won't ring and ring and ring. It'll be answered. 877-616-2396. You know, that's always funny. When you call a company and you want to pay, then they will answer the phone on one ring. If you call a company and you hit 3 because you have a complaint, it rings and rings and rings.
And you may get an answering machine, maybe, but yes.
We will call you back.
Yes. Well, that's where, you know, you only give out the email for positive and encouraging responses. So,
positive,
you know.
we call it K-Love emails.
Yes.
Positive and encouraging. For those who don't know the inside joke, K-Love is a sister radio network, and their theme is positive and encouraging. So I take that and say, well, that's the kind of emails we want here at American Family Radio. All right, let's hear from one of our listeners. We'll be right back.
My name is Martha Hoover. I'm in a nursing home in Pulaski, Tennessee, and I can't tell you how much your radio program needs to me. I was without a radio for quite some time because my money is very limited and I'm unable to hear what comes off of television, so I don't have a television. And when I got it, the first thing I tuned into was a wonderful minister. It has just thrilled my heart to be able to get AFR again. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was Martha in Tennessee, and we're just so appreciative that, you know, as people make a transition sometimes from their home to, you know, another assisted living facility and all of that, that they can still have some continuity too, as well, you know, and take take us with them there. So we're grateful for Martha and her her story there.
Hey, we're going to have some good news to talk about. Hopefully a lot of good news this hour, but we've got good news out of your home state of Colorado, right?
Former home state, thankfully.
Former home state.
Yes, I'm now a proud Floridian, even though we're praying for all of us today.
Right.
But yes, my
you grew up in Colorado.
I did, yes. Grew up, still have a lot of family there. And as if you followed this story of Jack Phillips and Masterpiece Cake Shop case, and we'll get to that, you know, you have seen in Colorado how it the liberals and the Democrats have intentionally tried to create Colorado as the test ground to attack religious freedom, to attack Christians in business, to attack conservatives, to attack Donald Trump even. I mean, there was the ballot case that went all the way up to the Supreme Court came out of Colorado. And so the Civil Rights Commission is basically a modern day star chamber in Colorado that you have to prove that what you did as a business owner is not discriminatory against, you know, LGBTQ and all of this. And that was the origin now 12 years ago with Jack Phillips.
Jack Phillips, that poor fella.
And I actually know him personally. He's been a dear friend of not only my family. I used to work in was a professor for a while at Colorado Christian University.
He's the baker.
And he's the baker, and he would bake a lot of, you know, cakes and things for CCU, and he's right down the street from there. And, you know, this is somebody who just wanted to use his artistic skills and talents to serve the Lord and to bake cakes. And yet, now 12 years, he's been fighting this legal battle, and it just, I'm so grateful for him because, you know, as you know, Tim, I fought my own legal battles, and I've only had to endure that for about 4 years.
Right.
And that was so stressful. I applaud him for standing firm and for the Alliance Defending Freedom that's representing him. And thankfully, Christians around the nation, including here at AFA, have stood by him. But it's just been horrendous.
I know from a distance, a lot of people prayed for that dear brother, Jack Phillips. Most people listening have heard his name. He's the baker in Colorado. As Jenna said, 12 years he's been dealing with this. One case, another second case came up. What happened is the LGBTQ activist there tried to go after him because he wouldn't bake a cake for their wedding, right? How it's all started.
Right.
And he said, listen, anybody's welcome to come into my store. Correct me if I'm wrong. Anybody's welcome to come into my store. I just can't bake a cake for a wedding that I don't agree with for religious purposes.
Yeah.
And that's the First Amendment, right?
Absolutely. And it's freedom of contract. It's freedom of association.
But they tried to shut him down
after
that. Tried to sue him and shut him down.
And once he won that case
at the U.S. Supreme Court,
the same day that opinion came out in 2018, there is a trans woman, which we all know is a biological man, who is a lawyer in Colorado, who called the cake shop that day and asked specifically for a cake that was blue on the inside and then had pink frosting. And they said initially, okay. And then he said, well, I want this to celebrate my transition. Then, of course, they declined and said, you know, we can't bake a cake for that purpose. And that was an intentional targeting of a lawsuit that has gone on since then.
Yeah. You know, there are probably 100 other bakeries in Colorado that would be fine with doing that, but they selected and targeted and went after Jack Phillips. Well, he ultimately won. It was good news. And we're going to talk in next segment with
Representative Good.
About this. So, hey, the theme for our Share-a-thon is Revive Us Again. Revive Us Again, Share-a-thon Fall 2024. We thank you, everybody who's called in and made a gift. We want to thank Aaron in London, Arkansas. This is just some folks who've called just the last little while.
I'm glad you said Arkansas after that. I was going, London, wow.
London, Arkansas. They talk a little different there.
Do they have the English accent?
Yeah, that's...
or it's Arkansas, as I learned yesterday.
Yeah, Arkansas. yes, Andrea in Somerset, Pennsylvania. Andra, I guess it is. Brandon in also in Arkansas. Carol in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. Reggie in Lumberton, Mississippi. Don in Fayetteville, North Carolina, called in a pledge, as did Ruth in Kennett, Missouri. You see anybody else down there?
And a lot of others. We have Carol, it looks like, from Oklahoma. And then do we get Donna in Memphis, Tennessee, who just came in.
So many
others. And we're so grateful. And this is Tim Wildman, Jenna Ellis. We are at Share-a-thon 2024. We'll be right back with more right after this.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make the point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
The last time I preached in Saraus, which was a village there in the mountains, no power, had a candle on the pulpit. I'd read my Bible with that and preaching the word. The rain was pounding on the roof. And it was a concern whether we'd get out of there or not because of mudslides and things like that. I'm Steve Hill from Ripley, Mississippi. I've been ordained minister for 30 years now. And the past 8 years, we've spent in Peru as missionaries. I was basically a circuit-riding preacher. I was preaching in, on a regular basis, a dozen different churches. Of course, we would come back for a month every year for furlough. So we would get snippets of American culture, snippets of AFA. And this past year, I've been on sabbatical, and we've been doing lots of projects on our place. You can imagine a place in Mississippi gets kind of grown up with 8 or 10 years of neglect. And so we've been doing a lot of that kind of work. And I've got the AFR app, and I've got my earphones on or just the phone in my pocket listening. It's been such an encouragement because, to be honest, it's been discouraging to see how the culture has slid more away from God and His truth and His Word. So I'm very concerned about new generations that didn't have the Andy Griffith kind of upbringing that I had, that are awash in a world of relativism and those kind of things. They need a voice like AFR out here speaking the truth and helping them to think biblically about these issues. You need the people behind you holding up your arms as Moses with Aaron and Hur, and you definitely need that support because you're going against the flow. This is a culture that wants AFR to be silent. They don't want to hear you.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman for his hard work and faithfulness to the Lord.
Faithfulness is the word.
You can join us in honoring Brother Don for your support of this ministry. Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Day two of Share-a-thon, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We only do this 3 days in the fall, 3 days in the spring, where we bring our financial needs before our listening family and ask you to call in a pledge, and thousands and thousands of you do each time we do this, and it helps us be able to, grow this ministry because we want to expand. We want to buy new radio stations all across America so that we can reach new people. We want to outdo George Soros.
Yes, we're competing with Soros. Yeah. So we really need to make sure we get the good news out there, not the fake,
for those
false,
who don't know,
misinformation.
For those who don't know, he just bought a radio network somewhere.
It's over 200 stations, I think, and the FCC pushed it through very quickly, right before the election, of course. So
yeah. So anyway, we're proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of His Word. And we're trying to tell folks what's happening in our country so that people can take action, because we want to preserve our freedoms and our liberty and our way of life. And you can't do that by sitting on the sidelines or having your head in the sand like so many of our fellow Christians do. So we have to be active, involved, engaged. We have to know what's going on. So that's part of our mission here, too, at American Family Radio. Let me give you the phone number again, and then Jenna's going to introduce our guest. We ask you to call in and make a pledge and be as generous as you possibly can. Here's the phone number to call us at American Family Radio and make that pledge, 877-616-2396. Again, if you give $30 or more a month, we'll send you the book I wrote called Because These Things Matter. And then also the travel bag. Is that what you call it, Jenna?
Yes, I call it an insert. They say it's a travel bag. This is more the size that you would put like in your purse. So yeah. For the ladies out there, maybe
it's like the size of a purse.
Yeah.
We'll send you those as a token of our appreciation. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Or as Jenna said, if you want to go online and make a gift, you can do that very simply at afr.net, afr.net, afr.net. Again, the phone number, 877-616-2396. Jenna?
Yeah, so speaking of protecting our first freedoms and our first liberties, that is protecting what we're doing right now, what we do here on American Family Radio Network every day, which is speaking together about truth. The right to free speech, freedom of association, and free exercise of religion. And for Jack Phillips, who is the cake baker for Masterpiece Cake Shop, and I know all of our listeners are very well aware of his trials and tribulations, the headline from the Daily Caller this morning is the state Supreme Court in Colorado finally dismisses the case against Christian cake baker after over 12 years of legal battles. So joining us now to discuss all this and more and why our first freedoms matter is one of our very dear friends of the network, Congressman Bob Good from the great state of Virginia. So good morning, Congressman. You're here with Tim and Jenna, and good morning.
Good morning, Jenna and Tim. Great to be with you guys.
Thanks so much. So, you know, this is actually amazing to me that the Colorado State Supreme Court actually dismissed this. It didn't have to go all the way back up to the U.S. Supreme Court, because Colorado has just been a testing ground, Congressman, of the anti-conservative, anti-religious freedom, anti-constitution legal cases. So how important is this decision?
Well, it's critically important. There's a reason why the founders, the first right they enshrined in the Constitution that they wanted to put into to make very clear was the right to freedom of religion. Whenever I'm speaking to groups, Jen, and I say, what's the first right protected in the Bill of Rights or even the First Amendment or the First Ten Amendment? And everyone says speech. And while that's part of it, it comes after religion, because the founders recognize the most basic, fundamental, most precious of all rights is the right to believe as we want to worship as we want to practice our faith as we want to, or not to. That's your freedom in this country. And that the most important component of speech even was the right to express your faith in the way that you believe is appropriate, based on the Bible or whatever someone does believe. And so this is critical to who we are as a nation. It's critical to, all around the globe, throughout all of history, man worship. God created us with a desire to worship, with a knowledge of a supreme being, and that I need to reconcile with that supreme being somehow. And, of course, thank you for what you said a few moments ago about spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Of course, that is the truth. That is true north. That's what I believe as well, obviously. But this was so important. But that the Colorado State Supreme Court, didn't really – it was really based on a technicality. They said that attorney who was bringing these lawsuits, didn't do it right, didn't do it for the right, the right approach and so forth. So this will be an ongoing battle to stand up for truth, to stand up for religious freedoms, to stand up for what we believe. And it is increasingly under assault in our culture and our society, and certainly from the radical left that seeks to destroy our country and its very foundations.
Great words there, Congressman Good. Let me just say this too. You're right. The case against Jack Phillips yesterday by the Colorado Supreme Court was dismissed on some kind of technicality. However, it was dismissed. And so people were been praying for our brother, Jack Phillips, in Colorado. He's been under siege for 12 years. If you can believe, all he wants to do is have a bakery, right? And because he doesn't want to bake cakes for homosexual weddings, which is his right as an American to have freedom of association and freedom of expression, they went after him. They went after him. Let me just say this, too, for those who would say, well, that's discriminatory for him not to. No, his shop, his store was open to anybody who wants to walk in and buy any product. He doesn't stand at the door and go, are you gay or straight before you come into my store? He doesn't do anything like that. He just didn't want to use his artistic abilities to violate his conscience. And I would say for those who say, well, he should have been, I would say, would you say to, let's say you had a bakery owned by an African-American family, and a guy comes in and says, hey, we're having a KKK rally on Saturday. Well, would you bake us a cake? And they would say appropriately, absolutely not, because it violates our conscience. And same thing with the anti-Semitic. If you're having somebody make a cake for a Nazi rally or something like that, and you would say, well, that Jewish baker, he should be forced to bake the cake for them. No, you'd say, no, absolutely not. He has a right to refuse their business based on his conscience and his conviction. So it's the same thing for Jack Phillips. Absolutely the same principle applies.
Absolutely.
And ultimately he won here. Now, we are celebrating that. Yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully this will continue for the longer term, and there won't be more.
Well, you think this is over for him? No, this is the Supreme Court of Colorado, though.
I hope. Said, I mean, I hope that there won't be further attacks against him. But yeah. But I think that's a great question to Congressman Good. I mean, is this something, even though it's dismissed on a technicality, could this lawyer appeal that? I mean, is this done, or potentially appeal that up to the Supreme Court, or kind of try to
Supreme
refile?
Court, you mean?
Try to refile without the technicality.
Well, I'm not an attorney, but I would think yes, that they could appeal it up to the Supreme Court. And while thank God for the relief for Jack Phillips after 12 years, as Tim so noted here, and for the left, what they do, whether it's to President Trump or to Jack Phillips or whomever, the process is the punishment, putting you through that, ruining you financially, making you struggle with the cost of trying to do this. And what these, of course, folks are doing, these radicals are doing, is they're seeking out people like Jack Phillips to choose him to be the one they want to make that cake, just for the very demand, because they know about his religious beliefs, they know about his values and so forth. They know that it would compromise those, and that's the assault. It's assault on those the foundations of our culture, our society. And often I say that, you know, almost everything that plagues our society is a failure to follow God's design for morality, marriage, and the family. And so that's precious to us, of course. It's the foundation of who we are as a nation and how we were founded as a nation, and that is relentlessly under assault. So it would be great if the Colorado Supreme Court had said, you know what, this case has no merit. This is wrong, what they're doing to Jack Smith, and dismissed it for that reason as opposed to on the technicality. But we'll take that victory for Jack Smith and battle on. But the war is not over, because we know the left will continue to attack and to assault, again, our most precious values and freedoms.
We're talking to U.S. Representative Bob Good from the state of Virginia. You had one more question, Jim?
Yeah, and Congressman Good, you know, as you mentioned, our country is, and rightly mentioned, our country is founded on the Judeo-Christian worldview, the right to believe and exercise our freedom and be Christians in the public square. And our theme for Share-a-thon for this week is Revive Us Again, Oh Lord. And from your Christian belief perspective, and especially looking forward to November and the election that's happening in just a couple of weeks, how important is that for this country, for what you deal with every day in government, for the voting public of America to have a revival and to understand why all of this is so important, and ultimately put their faith in Jesus Christ?
Well, government reflects the people, if you will, whether it's apathy, whether it's lack of participation, or whether it's making wrong decisions and electing wrong people to represent us and not holding those who represent us accountable. And so someone once said politics downstream of culture. I think that is certainly demonstrated time and again. But the Bible calls upon, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their sin, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. It's the church. It's the body of believers. We're the ones who have allowed what has taken place in our country, particularly over the last 100 years. And so it's important to us to engage the culture, to be involved in the process, to make our voices heard. While we don't put our faith and our trust in government, but yet we need to be salt and light in every aspect of life, every aspect of culture, every aspect aspect of society, including in government, because we know what happens when, as it's been said, when good, you know, the only thing that's needed for evil to prosper is good men to do nothing. And so we've got to be, again, salt and light, even in the civic square or the city square, and in politics as well.
And you've certainly done that on Capitol Hill, and we are so grateful for you. And as an AFR and AFA family, we are praying for you and everyone else in government, as the Bible calls us to. So thank you so much, Congressman Good, for your time this morning and for your testimony and your faithful witness there on Capitol Hill. So thanks so much.
Great to be with you. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Thanks there to Representative Bob Good from Virginia. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Tim Magenta, the theme we have this fall is Revive Us Again. Revive Us Again. That's the theme for our Share-a-thon. What's the Bible verse we're citing here?
We have Psalm 85, 6 to 7 that says, "Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." And you think about that, Tim, that your people may rejoice in you. The Bible also says that when your leaders are following Christ, then the people rejoice, but when they are evil, the people groan.
Yeah.
And this is a reflection of that as well, that when there is revival and people are following Christ and things are on a good track and there's a measurable difference between right and wrong, good and evil, then the people rejoice.
Amen. Let's take a short time out, and we'll come back and give you the phone number again for those who want to call in and help us here at American Family Radio.
Pastor Tony, I'm from Texas. Hi, I'm calling because I'm blessed by this radio station. I'm a Hispanic ministry pastor, and my days start at about 10 a.m. with today's issues, and I keep on listening all the way down to I'm done working, and I'm blessed by this radio station, edified, and I thank God for you guys. You guys keep me informed, and with the Hispanic community, I just pass on the information, and we feel like we're very up to date. So thank you for everything you do. God bless you all.
Oh, wow. Thank you, brother. Appreciate hearing from you there in Texas. And that's some great work that our dear brother's doing there.
Absolutely.
Let me give you the phone number because, I mean, we have a lot of Hispanic people and they don't in the U.S. now who maybe English is their second language. So we need to communicate to them in their first language, which is Spanish. And he's talking there about his ministry. And we, as I've said before, we considered, haven't done it yet, maybe we considered one day having Spanish radio.
Yeah, and that would be great. And, I mean, Fox just announced that they're doing a Spanish news station. That's a big deal. My home church in Florida has Spanish services.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think that's a great idea.
All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon.
Why we need help.
Right. Here's the phone number. If you want to call in and make a pledge, and please be as generous as you can because we need your help. We need your help. That's why we're here these 3 days. We don't, spend a lot of time asking for donations, but we have to stop and pause sometime during the year. So we do 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, where we ask for your financial help. So if you want to make a gift to American Family Radio, you want to say, "Hey, I'm standing with you. I want you to be able to go and grow and become even larger," and as the Bible says, expand our territory. Right? We want to do that. We want to keep going. Here's the phone number to be as generous as you can with your financial gift, 877-616-2396. That calls us here at our studios in our offices, and we'll answer the phone, and we'll take your pledge and your donation, 877-616-2396 is the phone number to reach us, or online at afr.net. Jenna?
Yeah, and you know, Tim, as we've been talking and as we just had Congressman Bob Good on, you know, it occurred to me one of the great things that AFR does as a radio network that no one else really does is ask those questions of members of Congress about their own faith and connect those dots. And I get so many emails from listeners who say, "We love that you ask guests about biblical topics, about their personal faith, and interact that way." And that's why I love this ministry and the fact that we can have members of Congress on and our own leaders in government and ask about the things of God and truth. And that's why your donations to keep us on the airwaves really help. So again, the phone number, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. And we have another member of Congress coming up right after this.
Hi,
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
I guess my earliest memory of Brother Don was, I guess, my first day here back in, I think it was like 92 February. And I had just started doing some work, and he come through there and asked me what I was doing and what was going on. And I told him, okay, I'm doing almost done with it, but I like it a little bit. He just said, well, you're fired. Turned around and walked off, didn't say another word. And I thought, oh, man, I really messed up somewhere. So I went to HR and told them what was going on, and they just died laughing, said, don't worry, Brother Don fires everybody. So I thought, okay. So I went back to work, and it's just, Brother Don is just, if he likes you, he likes you. And he's always seemed to care about his employees. He's always trying to talk to us. It's kind of hard to figure him out sometimes because his grin doesn't go very far. He grins more with his eyes. So you have to kind of watch his eyes when you're talking to him. But he's a good man. He's always trying to help people. He just loves people all together.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Hi, my name's Connie, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I direct an event in my state capital called Capitol House of Prayer, which is a prayer for leaders in our state, and I really glean a lot of necessary information from AFR to just get a greater understanding about ways to pray for government officials, and just really appreciate all the people there and the fact that they're holding the line. And I just want to say thanks.
Thank you for listening to American Family Radio on Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman as he honored the Lord.
I would just like to see every person in America have access to American Family Radio.
Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's 7:40, almost 7:43 Central Time here, and we hope you're having a good morning. I'm Tim with Jenna, and you're listening again to American Family Radio's Share-a-thon, our fall Share-a-thon. Our theme is Revive Us Again. Revive Us Again. We get that from Psalms 85, verses 6 and 7, which says, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." So if you want to get your day off to a right start, you can go there to the scripture, any scripture, but that scripture is a good one to start your day with right there.
Absolutely.
Let me give you the phone number, then we'll go to our next guest. If you want to call in and make a pledge, just like Rebecca has from Locust Grove, Virginia, Linda from Victoria, Texas. These are folks who've called in just to the last little while. Zane in Pontotoc, Mississippi, Dominic in Fayetteville, Arkansas. We truly are American Family Radio, as you can see. Timothy in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Let's see, Steve in Meridian, Mississippi, Caroline in Mantachie, Mississippi, and Jerry in New Creek, West Virginia. I have those names here on the screen that have called in just in the last probably 15 to 20 minutes and made their pledge. If you want to call in and help us out here at American Family Radio because you listen and you believe in what we're doing and you want to help us as we, I call it passing the virtual offering plate, ask people to call in, because listen, we don't have if folks don't support us, we're not on the air. That's right to the bottom line. So we have to have financial support to stay on the air. So do what you can, help us however you can, be as generous as you possibly can. Here's the phone number to call in your pledge. 877-616-2396. Again, we're looking for 200 this hour. I don't know how many we have. We're looking for 200 what we call Great Commission partners this hour. And a Great Commission partner here at American Family Radio is defined as somebody who is able to give $30 or more each month. So it's a monthly pledge. So however you want to do that.
And we were up to about almost 5,700 when we started the show?
Pledges,
because I remember that because I don't do math. And now the total pledges are almost 5,900. So we're almost to the 200 mark. And so if you can call in this hour and you still have about 15 minutes in this hour to call in, then you can call in. And the phone number here again is 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net.
We have another guest.
We do. And so let's welcome in a Representative Tom Tiffany from the great state of Wisconsin. We have a couple of topics that we want to get to. And good morning, Representative Tom Tiffany. You're here with Jenna and Tim.
Good to Jenna and Jim for Sheriffon.
Yes. So thank you so much. And we wanted to ask you, because obviously we're praying for Florida and also for everyone who is affected by Hurricane Helene, which was only about 2 weeks ago, and the recovery. And there's been a lot of conversation on the national level about FEMA and whether or not they are actually helping or impeding some of the hurricane relief effort. And my first question to you is, Speaker Mike Johnson had said that he's not calling Congress back to vote on any more funding for the hurricane relief because all of the financials have to be, quote unquote, tabulated before they can get back. Is that wise? I mean, it seems to me like at least Congress could pass, you know, some amount of resources, especially when, you know, Ukraine got a bunch of money and then they sent, what was it, $157 million to Lebanon this past week, that Congress could have done something for the hurricane relief effort. So where are we at?
So I'm receiving conflicting stories, Jenna, that FEMA is now coming up saying, well, hold it. Maybe we do have enough money for disaster. And it is amazing to me that with trillions of dollars authorized over the last few years by the federal government, that there isn't enough money for FEMA to be able to do its job. I think they do have enough money to do their job. It's a matter of them doing that job. They have lost their way. They have become an employment agency of the federal government rather than serving the American people. When you're hired into service, regardless of what level, but including the federal level, you're there to serve the American people, and they're not doing that. In fact, I received a report from the ground in North Carolina yesterday from a person that I trust, that I've known very well in my home state of Wisconsin, who lives down in the Asheville area. And I asked him, is this as bad as we're hearing in regards to FEMA's performance? And he said, it is worse. So they're in Asheville doing work. So, you know, it's a bit of a mixed bag. But when you go out into the rural areas around Asheville, in particular like the Burnsville area and such, they're seeing very little from FEMA, and FEMA is helping very little. And it's primarily private providers that are actually providing some help. And that's what he was asking for. He said, if you have anybody that can provide some help, like with PPE, various things like that, send them our way, because people desperately need it. And he's very concerned that the death toll is going to rise significantly as they find the bodies.
We're talking to U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany from the state of Wisconsin. What committee do you sit on there in Washington?
So I'm on Natural Resources and Judiciary.
So does that have something to do with FEMA?
We're not the committee of jurisdiction, either of those committees, for FEMA.
Okay.
But there certainly needs to be accountability. But isn't this a recurring story that we're hearing about all agencies of the federal government, is that when are they going to perform for the American people? I mean, this is just so consistent, and I understand why people would be so frustrated when they see billions of dollars going to overseas and all these other places, but there isn't enough for the American people. I think the problem with FEMA is it's not doing its job. They have money, but they're not translating that into performance on the ground and getting the actual things that can be life-saving to the American people.
I had a friend who has a helicopter, and he flew from Texas to North Carolina to help folks. And he was there about a week, and he just said, basically the help people are getting is from neighbor help a neighbor, or from a lot of outsiders like he was coming in. By outsiders, I mean out who don't live there and weren't personally affected by the disaster of the floods, coming in to help. And that he said that FEMA was not he underperforming.
And isn't that the recurring, as Representative Tiffany is saying, that government agencies aren't doing their job and then they're not accountable, and it seems like nobody in Washington is helping? And so that brings us, Tim, you had another question for Representative Tiffany about the election in Wisconsin.
I was reading about your state last night. A story got my attention, Congressman, and that is you have a U.S. Senate race there, right? Not you personally, but there's a Senate race in Wisconsin in November.
That's right. The incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin is up for re-election.
Okay, and what's the gentleman who's running against her?
His name is Eric Hovde, a businessman from Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay, well, I read where he has a chance, and I was a little bit surprised by that for a statewide election in Wisconsin. Is that, might the Republican beat the Democrat in November there for the Senate race?
Yeah, Eric Hovde has run a very good race, and he has given himself a chance. What really caught people's attention is the Cook Political Report moved that race to toss-up.
That's what it was.
It's been a strong Democrat moved to lean Democrat, and now it is a toss-up. Eric Hovde has done a very good job of positioning himself to be able to win this race. He's certainly the underdog yet. Tammy Baldwin has always done an effective job of communicating with people, though she is a career politician. She votes with Biden-Harris administration 95% of the time. And but, yes, he's given himself a chance. And I think this is – I think the Teamsters endorsement from a non-endorsement from a couple weeks ago was the tip of the iceberg. And if I'm a Democrat, I would be – and I think they are really concerned about what's happening with working-class voters. And this is especially a strong cohort of people that are fit that bill in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And it is indicative, the Teamsters non-endorsement, of what working-class people are thinking. And Joe Biden always was able to talk about, you know, average Joe from Scranton, and he had that image. He had burnished that through the years. Kamala Harris has none of that, and they are bailing out on her, and that's what's putting Wisconsin in play, including for our U.S. Senate race.
That's fascinating. And I don't think she did herself any favors on her little media tour the last couple of days. But we will be praying for that and always appreciate your insights. Representative Tom Tiffany, we always enjoy having you, and especially this week at Fall Share-a-thon. And so last question for you, because, you know, I asked Congressman Good this as well. Before we let him go as well, you know, our theme here is revive us again. And that comes from Psalm 85, 6-7. As you are looking ahead to November, all of these important races, not just presidential, but all the way down ticket, even state level, statewide, how important is it for Christians to understand to vote our values?
It means everything. I mean, part of saving America is having faith in America. And one way to exercise that faith is to vote, because we were founded on Christian values. If we hope to preserve that, then we need to vote. And so it is a great opportunity for Christians to send that message. And by doing that, we need to put greater faith in our families and our local communities rather than this leviathan of a federal government. And we can do that by taking our government back.
Talking to U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany. By the way, I have some friends who have a cherry farm over there on the lake. What they grow cherry farm? They grow cherries. You know what I'm talking about?
Are they up in Door County on Lake Michigan?
Yes. Yes. Uh huh. Yes, they are.
Well, my wife and I were there this summer, picked those cherries, and we've been making it. My wife makes wonderful cherry pies, and I'm always imploring her, get some more of those cherries out of the freezer.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, I know that Milwaukee's deep blue, right, and probably Madison too, but outside of that, there's a lot of there's some good people in those towns too, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, you get outside of those towns, then you get into some
the good people like here in Tupelo.
The God-fearing folk, as they say, right, Representative?
Yeah, just like the map of America, you have a couple communities, Madison, Milwaukee, otherwise the rest of the state is red.
Yeah.
Sounds like Colorado, too.
Red like a cherry.
There you go.
like a cherry. Get out of Denver.
Boulder. Denver and Boulder, and then the rest.
That's where sane people live, right?
Exactly.
All right, thank you, Representative Tom Tiffany, U.S. Representative, and we wish you the best, and certainly praying for you and your work in the U.S. Congress.
Best wishes with Share-a-thon this week.
Thank you very much. All right. Good to hear from you. You know, it's good to know there are some folks in Congress who are believers and who are in it for the right reasons.
And this is why elections matter, because if we had a majority, a supermajority of members of Congress that were like Bob Good and Representative Tiffany, Jim Jordan, and others, then we could really make a difference for the Lord in this country from Capitol Hill.
Amen. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, Tim with Jenna, and we've got about 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes to go here for this hour. And we're bumping up against 6,000 pledges for Share-a-thon, total pledges for Share-a-thon so far. We want to thank everybody who's already called in a gift or a donation, or you sent yours in via the mail prior to Share-a-thon, and we've tabulated that, we've counted that. We want to thank everybody for making a gift. Jenna, what is our theme again for today's, for the Share-a-thon?
Yes, for Share-a-thon, Fall 2024, revive us, O Lord, and it comes from Psalm 85, 6-7. Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. And that is certainly our prayer, and especially heading into November, because no matter what happens, Tim, we will be here proclaiming the truth of the gospel of Christ and fulfilling the Great Commission and talking about government. But it would be so great to be able to talk more about good news in government instead of being the lone, you know, remnant in a pagan society. So, so it would be great. But either way, with your pledge and donation of your best gift for this week of Share-a-thon, you can partner with us to bring the truth daily here on AFR.
Yeah, you know, presidents come and go, congressmen come and go, and, you know, life goes on, and sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse for our country. It does matter who's elected. The policies that are enacted affect us as American citizens and the future of our country. But the eternal truth of God's word, being the Bible, stands forever. Mm-hmm. And Jesus Christ is Lord, the Bible says. And we trust and have faith in that. And that's what I'm saying is some things are temporal, but they're worth our attention because they affect our lives and the lives of our children and our grandchildren and the future of our country. I'm not saying they're not important, but the eternal is the most important, and that's what we proclaim here.
And that's another psalm that says, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our Lord stands forever.
Amen. Amen. That'll preach right there now. That'll preach. Let me give you the
phone. I love preaching on this radio network. That's what I get to do every morning, which is great.
All right. Well, listen, what's the phone number to make a gift?
Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. You can call and reach one of our great
volunteers.
Yeah, down at Share-a-thon Central, which is just down the hall from where we are sitting. Or you can go to AFR.net, AFR.net. And stick around, because is it Jeff Shreve coming up next?
Yes, Brother Jeff Shreve on the way, who pastors the First Baptist Church in Texarkana.
And he preaches.
He preaches, but he has to deal with deacons. And you don't.
No, thankfully, because I'm not in the ecclesia. I just preach on radio.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Well, my thanks for Jenna this morning, and our thanks for you listening, and keep listening to American Family Radio Share-a-thon.
Talk to you in the morning.